Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every Wednesday we look at the astrology and energies of this week. So happy end of November to you. This is one of those months that always seems to start off with an intensity to it, and then it ends on a higher note, more light, more warmth, more of that sense of optimism. So I hope you're feeling that. I hope that is part of what you are connecting to when we look at how this month is meant to evolve us, grow us, to stretch us. And when you look at it from that angle, you can say, okay, yeah, I started the month at this place, but I feel so much stronger where I'm at right over here. So I say all that because we are really finishing the month out with some strong energies. We have planets that are working with the galactic center. I'll talk about that. And we're also building up to a really powerful super full moon on December 3rd. So we're going to touch on all of that. If you're new to this program, welcome and hello. Thank you for listening and tuning in. We like to talk about astrology here from a more intuitive, spiritual, and cosmic lens. I'm a channel, so I bring in information that I don't always know I'm going to say. I like to help you on your spiritual journey by understanding more about what we're learning, both collectively and individually. I do have a few announcements that I want to share with you, too, as we get started here. If you would like to check out my website, it's consciouscoolchic.com, and I'm currently offering a special on 60-minute intuitive astrology sessions. Go to the website, and at the top nav bar, you'll see astrology, and there will be a drop-down for current astrology special. So if I can help you personally, I would love to do so. It's been great to connect with people all over the world right now because I know that you're ready to know more about what 2018 holds for you. The other heads up I'd like to give you is that I'm going to be teaching a new Astrology 101 class starting in January. That will begin January 20th. It's 6 weeks every Saturday for 6 weeks. You do not have to be there live. You can listen and watch the replays. I teach on your screen, on your computer screen. It's made for international students. I've taught hundreds of people over the past years, and I love teaching the 101 class because it really helps you get some clear understanding about astrology. So we cover 12 signs, 12 planets, 12 houses, modalities, qualities, but then we go into more specifics so that you can understand more of your energy. And my theory is it's your energy. You should know it. You should understand it. And astrology is such a great tool for that. So there is an early bird special going on right now. And that's, again, on my website. Under Astrology tab, you can find the Astrology 101 class and more information there. Let me know if you have questions, but I look forward to connecting with you in that class. Also, if you already took the program and you want to do a refresher, you can do that too. I'm offering a special deal for returning students who would like to know more or revisit what they already learned in this class. So if you would like to retake this 101 class, I have a great special for you since you already have your chart and the materials and all that good stuff. So let's take a look here at what we've got going on, where we're at right now, because that just helps kind of get an understanding of how things are really, there's meant to be a sense of deeper clarity right now. Concrete understanding. And if you don't feel that, because I know not everyone feels that, in your chart, it's at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. That is called the galactic center. And what that is where our little tiny solar system lines up in the Milky Way with that bigger, giant, huge galaxy out there. And when we are in alignment with that point in the cosmos, we are actually connecting with even more cosmic energies. So it's a really intense energy. It's a sense of the bigger picture. okay? The bigger picture. There's my voice for that. It's that understanding of there's more than meets the eye. And it's in Sagittarius, which is meant to keep us open, stay curious, stay exploring and seeking and understanding the bigger picture, because we can get so focused on our everyday tasks, right? Just before the show, I went to the toy store with my son. We ran some errands. I had to go to Target. You know, all that's the everyday stuff we do. But you think about it, well, here I am at Target, you know, trying to pick out the right Christmas tree skirt. And, okay, guess what? There's a huge galaxy out there with so much more energies that's supporting us. And it's important that we connect with that part of ourself right now. So in your astrology chart, 27 degrees of Sagittarius is where you have that opening, that cosmic opening to greater knowledge. And so where is that for you? Is it in your second house, your fifth house, your seventh house? And you can find that by looking at your chart and also looking at or getting a free chart at astro.com. Astro.com has free charts. And this is meant to show you more of your connection to all that is, to the bigger everything out there. Saturn is at 27 degrees right now. He's sitting on this point. And so that means we make it real. We look for the physical reality of it. We get mature. We get that ownership over it. There's a sense of responsibility around how you are really believing in yourself right now. And then add to that, we have our buddy Mercury, who's at 28 degrees Sagittarius. And he's making us, our brains tend to get bigger when Mercury is in Sagittarius. Everything seems to get bigger. And we're meant to just look at how we are perhaps making assumptions, forming opinions, understanding this world we live in, understanding our religious viewpoints, our cultural understandings. We're looking at the bigger pictures of our world and of our lives. Now, Mercury and Saturn are going to be traveling together for another week or so. They are conjunct. So Mercury's a speedy guy. Saturn's a slow horse. When the two of them are together, there's a discomfort because they have different paces. They want to do different things. And so you can feel this sense of you want to get somewhere. You want to know the answer. You want clarity. You want information. But Saturn is saying, whoa, 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 slow down right now. Slow down. Take some deep breaths and sit with this. There are places in our minds, our ideas, our words that we need to practice sitting with it, contemplating it deeper. Think about it more and not rush off to a conclusion or an assumption. Now, Mercury is about to go retrograde on December 3rd, the same day as the full moon. And he's going to slow down and have us review what's going on for us in our everyday lives and have us look at the assumptions we've made. Now, what I've been hearing about this retrograde period is that it is about reviewing assumptions. And we all do it. We all have our assumptions and our conclusions, and you thought you had all the information. It turns out you didn't. You thought you knew the full story. Oh, there's another side of it. You thought, you know, one thing, and then more comes up, more comes out. That's what this retrograde period is going to be showing us, is where we made assumptions, where we prematurely formed opinions, where we're meant to keep an open mind, stay curious, okay? That would actually be a good phrase for December. Stay curious, stay open. And understand that we're in a collecting of information mood. With Saturn in Sagittarius, we're meant to be really responsible in the conclusions we make and the assumptions and the opinions we arrive at. And I think that's just going to stay stay really true for the next week or so. Now, this energy of Mercury in Sagittarius conjunct Saturn is even more pronounced because Mercury is the ruler of Gemini, and we have the super full moon in Gemini. So Mercury is going to be in charge of the energy of this super full moon, and he's conjunct Saturn. So again, we're looking at making sure we don't speak too soon, that we have the information we need. We've collected the data. We've collected the facts. We've reviewed it. We've considered the other side of the coin. So you get all the information together. You bring it in front of yourself. You review it. You look at the details. And you think it through. You take the time to think it through. This is what this super full moon is about. All these energies are coming together that might want us to act quickly. And yet we're being told, we're not being told. We're being given the reminder that it could be in your best interest to go slow with decision making. This time of year, holiday parties come up, right? Commitments, travel plans, all the stuff that Mercury actually rules. With Mercury retrograde through December, it's okay to say no. It's okay to understand where you have to cut back. Keep in mind that if people are coming to your house or they're meeting you somewhere, they're going to be delayed. They're going to have a hard time finding parking. They're going to show up half an hour late. You might show up half an hour late. It's just all that stuff with Mercury retrograde where we are delayed or there's setbacks or things just take longer. That really starts this weekend because of the full moon in Gemini. Now, the other thing about this full moon, it's at 11 degrees of Gemini, and it is going to make an exact square to Neptune. So Neptune brings in the spiritual realms. It brings in a lack of clarity. It brings in idealistic possibilities and rose-tinted glasses, and wouldn't it be perfect if in a perfect world it was perfect like this? Neptune has a tendency to also make us feel tired, and we need to sleep more, nap more, and meditate more. And with this square, with Neptune making an exact square to both the sun and the moon, you could feel that you're wanting to do more than you really can. You could overcommit, okay? So I give that as just a heads up. Take a look what's on your calendar, but take a look at what's in your head. Because a lot can be in our head this time of year. Oh, I got to do my Christmas cards. Oh, I got to do my holiday shopping. Oh, I can't forget about this. And now I wanted to finish up this and this at work. And I mean, it's just a busy time of the year. And I think this full moon, as much as we're going to want to get stuff done and be social and have fun, we're going to need a break. And you could really feel it come Monday. You could have like that hangover effect of, oh, I really did too much this weekend. I'm so tired. So pace yourself. Pace yourself. The other thing that's nice here, however, is that Neptune is making a trine to Jupiter. Jupiter in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces are making a trine at 11 degrees that is really lovely, and it's so supportive for healing, okay, on an emotional level. There could be something that gives you relief. There could be something that just feels more comforting and you can let it go. This is actually a really strong letting go energy with Neptune in Pisces trining Jupiter in Scorpio, because both Scorpio and Pisces are meant to let things go. You just can't hold on to it anymore. You need to let it go. And that's something that we do over time sometimes. This trine is going to be exact starting December 1st, and it will last for almost a week. And you could feel a turning point around something you've been carrying. Doesn't that feel good? Like, I just feel like a giant exhale for all of us. Come December 1st. So 11 degrees, and these are slower moving planets. So it means that it's something that could take a few days to just release it. You know, if you've been gripping on to something and you didn't realize it, you might realize, you know what, I could just hold this gently. I can hold it gently. I don't have to, you know, grip it tightly in my fist. I can just open up and relax it. Relax your expectations. There's an emotional cleansing here, too. Like, you could just feel, oh, I'm letting this go. I'm really at a turning point with this. I've learned a lot. I'm ready to just have it be more gentle and easier. And that just, it just feels good. So keep in mind that there is supportive healing energy for all of us when December gets underway. And you'll feel it. I think you'll feel it, because when it's with the water planets, with Scorpio and Neptune, it's working with us on other realms. It could be in your dreams. You know, it could be just something you just feel differently. Your body can feel it. Our bodies are made of 90% water. You can feel it physically. I feel like this is just so supportive, really supportive, and a nice way to look at how far you've come and what you've learned, what you've accumulated through the experience, how you've grown emotionally. And I feel, too, that it's such a great opening for your intuitive self and trusting your own intuition more. When December starts, you could just feel that sense of knowingness around something, whether that is a deeper well of unconditional love for yourself, for another person, but also a sense of peace. Maybe there's a new level of peace you're feeling. I really hope that is the case for you, because I know we can use it. I know this year has been emotionally big in a lot of ways for many people, and I think we're going to feel a change when December gets underway. This actually coincides with some of this energy around the galactic center, getting back to that 27 degrees, 28 degrees of Sagittarius that's being opened up for us. It's like a portal of higher energies that help us understand what we've been learning and to be kind to ourselves as we go through some really hard stuff at times, and to see that one of the cool things about the past few years is how quickly the energies have been accelerating, and that you move through things faster than you might realize. I remember way back in like 2006, 2007, I was going through some really hard stuff, and I felt like it just drudged on and on and on and on and on and on. And now I feel like things just move through us faster. It moves through within weeks or months instead of years. So know that because things are moving at a quicker pace, the energy on the planet is a different vibration and a different frequency, and that affects all of us. And it really, it's like it vibrates really fast in a way that helps us shake off what we don't need. And I just got a really funny image as I was saying that. I just got the image of, you know, how after you wash a dog and the dog gets out of the bath, and how does the dog dry off? It just shakes, right? It just shakes its fur. It just shakes to get all the water off. It's sort of like that. And it happens quickly. You just shake, get it all off. I don't want this. I don't want that. And you get drier faster. So that's my image. It was pretty funny. So there's a lot here that's continually helping you. That's what I'm feeling as we start and move into December. So the super full moon could feel like, oh, there's so much to do, and December's here, and my list is long of things I need to do, places I need to go. And yet there is this reminder to pace ourselves. Slow it down. You don't have to do it too fast. And if you do it too fast, if you have to do a lot, like you have one of those really busy Saturdays, you need a break, sister. Like, you need to take time off and allow yourself to just watch TV or just do nothing. So as December gets going, make time in your calendar to do nothing, to just block it off, right? Like Sunday afternoon or all day Sunday is all your time, or however that lines up for you. I think it's just really important right now to make sure that you're not overcommitting, you're not overdoing it. And that's going to continue because of Mercury being retrograde. So Mercury's retrograde starting December 3rd at 29 degrees of Sagittarius, and he goes backwards to 13 degrees of Sagittarius until December 23rd. So that can affect your holiday plans, your travel plans, social plans. Just have that on your radar. And then Mercury is going to go forward, and it will clear its shadow the middle of January. And what that means is you'll be kind of reworking some stuff until the middle of January. And then when Mercury goes into Capricorn, it'll be really clear what to commit to, what is right for you, where to direct your energy to. The other thing we have in December is a big shift coming up into Capricorn. That's because Saturn is moving into Capricorn on December 21st, and on December 21st is also when the Sun moves into Capricorn. What that means is we have this big turnover from the Sagittarius energy of fun and shopping and enjoying life and, having a good time with friends and all that, into the seriousness of Capricorn, which reminds us to look at what the meaning is of our traditions, of life, to take responsibility for where we want to put our time. There's always a sense of cutting back with Capricorn. Sagittarius is big. It's over the top. It wants more. It wants to eat all the food and drink all the wine and enjoy all of life. It just goes big. It's a party animal. Capricorn's a business animal. Capricorn says, okay, well, now we need to cut back, and you can't just party every night. You need to show up to work. So we shift into Capricorn, but there's an extra seriousness this year because Saturn moves into Capricorn for the first time in 30 years. 30 years. Saturn takes 30 years to do a cycle, and so it hasn't been in Capricorn for many, many years, 3 decades, all right? So this is big. In fact, I think the last time it was in Capricorn was when the Berlin Wall came down. So we look at the structures of our lives. Now, there's something I want to pick up here on this theme. When here in the United States, there was a big financial crisis that hit back in 2008. Over this past weekend, we had a long holiday weekend here in the States. I found myself watching 2 different movies. One was about Bernie Madoff and the Ponzi scheme, where he had invested people's money and he ended up losing $50 billion, with a B, dollars of their money. And then the other movie was called The Big Short, which is about the housing market and the housing crash that happened here in the United States in 2008. Both of these movies highlight exactly what happened when Pluto in Sagittarius moved into Capricorn. Because Pluto in Sagittarius was saying, you can have it all. You can make all the money. You can have all the good times, all the investments, all the rewards. This is where you feel powerful. And then when Pluto moves into Capricorn, huge reality check, where we said, oh, wait, No, you're not making enough money to pay those bills. Oh, wait, this person is not in integrity. The banking structure fell. The government was involved. The SEC was involved. It's a huge hit to the financial markets that rippled out worldwide. Okay, again, 2008. This coincides with the astrology of Pluto moving into Capricorn. Saturn is moving into Capricorn, and we're going to all check in on how far we've come since that financial and the housing market crash of 2008. What have we changed? What policies are working now? What structures are in place? How are your investments? How is your mortgage? It's all this stuff gets revisited. But with Saturn, Saturn is the taskmaster who says, show me proof. So we went through this big overhaul and things came crashing down and it was a lot of chaos and people lost a lot of money. And now 10 years later, where are things at now? That's what Saturn and Capricorn is going to be doing, especially into 2018. It's a time to be conservative, to cut back, to pull in, to be very clear about the returns, about where your money goes, about what matters in the long run, about the structures in our lives, the structures of governments, the structures of businesses and corporations. You get the idea. But I want to make that connection for you between what happened in 2008, because we're getting a checking in period in 2018. So this is one of the ways that astrology can be really amazing and help us be on top of things, to be on top of things, which all comes down to responsibility, integrity, discipline, and being serious about certain parts of our lives. That's what Capricorn asks us to do, is to be mature. So that's what we're going into in the last half of December. For many of you, if you have strong earth or water planets in your chart, you're gonna feel a relief. You're going to be like, finally, I know what to count on. It's going to feel like you're on solid ground again. So there's some good, you know, it's funny with astrology. I don't want to say it's good or bad because it isn't. It's really how you make the most of the energies and of what they are. So that could feel, for some people, like a really positive shift. So the other thing I want to touch on here before our show is complete is that Venus, she goes into Sagittarius. And when Venus goes into Sagittarius, she becomes a big spender. She wants to get you the best presents. She wants to get you the big box of chocolates. She wants to buy everyone the best gift. So that could really up your spending during the holiday season, is that lovely lady Venus likes to go for those bigger, extravagant things. However, the best way to use Venus in Sagittarius is to find meaningful gifts. That's really the best way to look at it. What has meaning? What will somebody really enjoy receiving or enjoy having in their home? It could even be something that reminds them of a special experience or a travel or a place they've been or something that relates to their culture or their belief system, something international, something foreign and exotic. That's what Venus in Sagittarius does. And she starts traveling through that sign the beginning of December, and she'll be there until Boxing Day on December 26th. So December is knocking at our door, and it feels like we're ready to return to what is complete. Okay, there's support here for moving through big emotions or an emotional time and feeling a greater peace with it, a greater release. There's going to be opportunities to look at what has meaning for you, what really has meaning, and to embrace that, to embrace that. Mars, he's still making his way through Libra. Let's see, he's at 23 degrees And so he will finish up his time in Libra on December 9th. And then he'll enter Scorpio and be just in a better place. He'll be in an outfit that he can embrace. Because when he's in Scorpio, he can really go for what he wants and put all of his energy behind it. Just reviewing here what everything else, because I want to make sure that we touch on the main things. Oh, the other thing I meant to touch on with the Mercury retrograde is that Mercury is actually going to make two more connection points to Chiron and Pisces. Chiron and Pisces is that wounded healer, that part of us that's been healing deeply, where we have the tears, the disappointments, the setbacks, the feeling like a victim, feeling separate from something, where you feel really emotional. But what we're doing is healing that. And so Chiron actually has been retrograde and turns direct next week, December 5th, at 24 degrees of Pisces. When that happens, I feel it as a relief point. Clarity, like we can understand what we've been healing and even let it go. Let it be free. We start to see it from a different angle, a new perspective, a new part of our spiritual journey. And this is really important. This again highlights this healing theme that December brings in. The fact that you're going to feel a shift with whatever you've been emotionally struggling with, it's going to feel better, lighter, just like it's not so heavy and weighing you down so much. So two thumbs up to that, right? Like that just feels, it just puts some of the angst or the emotional intensity at ease. It lessens it. So there's some really good themes here for December supporting what you're healing at a deeper level and just letting it go. Now, the show this week is actually 45 minutes instead of 30 minutes. And I want to share with you something that's been happening in my personal world for 6 years and how astrology has helped guide me through it. I'm just going to use it as a case study here because I think it's a really powerful way to understand how astrology supports us. I have an article on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, that's about my most recent tough spiritual lesson. And I call it that because if you think the spiritual stuff is easy, you know, oh no, it's the toughest stuff we do, I think. I know we have challenges in different areas of our lives, but it's the most personal, it's emotional, it's private, it's deep, and it really gets us at our core. And so I wrote an article that's on my website there, and I'll just summarize it. You can go read the full thing. But essentially, since I debuted my website in 2011, when I first debuted it, no one was really talking about consciousness. I looked, and there wasn't anything really in this way. And now there's so many websites, and it's so awesome that it's really become something significant. But when I started my website, there was nothing really about it. And so I was putting out the content that I hoped people would connect with and enjoy. It was astrology stuff. It was some of my channelings. It was inspirational things. It was affirmations, just a variety of stuff. Most of it's still on there now. And as I did this, I became targeted by someone who did many things to hurt me professionally, hurt my reputation. It's all this mean girl stuff, gossip, but a lot of personal attacks, slander, very obsessive stuff. And it was really hard. And it was things as like, if whenever I had something good happen, her and her little posse of people would somehow either attack me or get my Facebook posts removed, like report them as spam, or you take my content and repurpose it, and all kinds of stuff, okay? Now, this went on for years. And please note that this is a famous person who has millions of followers. And she's very influential. And she shut down a lot of connections for me. Professionally, she said some really horrible things that always got back to me because this is a small industry. As much as it seems like everyone's like spread out, no. Like, it's kind of like at a high school where there's always a faculty room where all the teachers know another teacher or know someone who knows someone, right? It's a smaller industry. So stuff got back to me, and I really struggled with this experience for a few years. And I saw it coming in my astrology chart. And I saw it coming years ago. It was Pluto opposing my moon, and it had to deal with open enemies, women, power, the fact that I couldn't fight it because it was shadow energies. It was hard to prove some things. It was very behind the scenes and gross, manipulative, yucky, just, you know, all these yucky things. And I think that, you know, I also had a lot of objectivity about it at times too, where I say, okay, well, this happens when good things – I guess all I can say is read the article, because I feel like I explain it better in that post. But I had objectivity to see, okay, well, when you get more successful, the haters show up, and that happens to many people, and it happens to far worse. But this experience was so difficult for me. And for those of you who know astrology, Pluto opposing your moon is your most vulnerable, personal, emotional self. And Pluto is the ruthless, it's the powerful self. And so there's a war here. And it was really intense. And my astrology chart helped guide me through it, because I also had Neptune conjunct my Mars, which was showing me this is one giant, fat, huge spiritual lesson. That I couldn't fight it. I had to practice my spiritual mastery. I had to let go of my ego. I had to release the need to prove or to fight or to engage. Now, there were things I tried to do, and yes, I did stand up for myself, and I did make some smart decisions. For example, I would ban certain people and, you know, not publish some books, and I made sure to take screenshots of certain things, all this stuff. So I played it smarter as much as I could, and I was just so ready for it to be over, because it was really difficult to deal with the slander and the attacks and to feel powerless. That's what happens with this Pluto opposing a planet, because Pluto feels like your power doesn't exist and that it's someone else has all the power. Someone else dominates. Someone else is in control. They have all the power, and you have nothing, none of it. Of course, that's an illusion. It's not true. But that's how we feel, and that's how we then rise up to understand it from a different place. And that's what this gifted me with, was this really deep understanding of how spiritual principles play into our lives, how to practice them, how to walk the talk, and also how hard it is at times, how emotional, how deep, how personal it can feel. So it's like when you feel like a victim, is that true? Because you get to decide if that's really what you believe. So for 6 years, this was unfolding, and it was only a few months ago when she was totally gone from my energy. I mean, it was the best feeling. I felt light. I felt clean. I felt clear. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, she's gone. She's gone. And I got the information I got was that someone had given her a smackdown, had basically said, you need to stop this. They called her on it. someone had said, Molly knows everything you're doing, by the way. And I felt like she had a lot of shame. She thought she was getting away with it. She thought she was secretive, whatever. That's her lesson. That's her stuff. But there's this sense of the energy all changed. And I have to tell you that what this really taught me was how to keep owning my power, to stand in your light, because that's the hardest thing, is that when you're, you know, out there on your own and you feel all this storm around you and it's just pummeling you and coming at you, how do you stay strong? And that's when you get stronger. And so I really grew a lot. I understood this wasn't what I originally thought it was about. Is that something different? And so it was a really important time for me to trust the astrology. Again, follow what's in my chart. Trust the astrology of it and see how when you follow the timing of it, even when it's really difficult, it does turn around at some point. And I can see that coming. Like, I can see the shift. I can feel the shift. The reason why I'm talking about it right now is because of also what's happening in my chart that really supports me sharing my truth and to share what I've learned and to put this out there in a very clear, responsible way, because this kind of thing of trying to attack someone in this day and age, you don't get away with it. It doesn't, you don't get to sweep it under the rug. It's also part of how all of these secrets are being revealed, right? The allegations, the abuse, all this horrible stuff that's been hidden coming up to the surface. Because the frequency on the planet is different. Because the truth rises. The truth rises. And the things that we do from a shadow energy self don't sustain very long anymore. It can't survive like it used to. So there's a theme these days of what needs to be known or seen that is beneficial to many is what will emerge. I actually don't hold animosity towards this person anymore because I've moved through it. There's no longer an emotional intensity for me. I've reached a point of emotional neutrality. And I'm so proud of myself. It's the best feeling. That's how you know you've healed, is when you have an emotional neutrality around something that used to really grip you at your core. That's how you know. That emotional neutrality is a really clear indicator that you've moved through a lot, you've worked through your side of the street, you've cleaned it up, you've gotten what you need to get out of it, and you move forward. And so now, if I see her on TV or I see her on a stage or wherever, and I'm just like, oh, wow, okay, yep, there she is, cute shoes, okay, bye. Moving on to my life and my world, I'm not going to get emotionally wrapped up into that. So I learned a lot through the astrology, what the astrology could show me as my guide, because I will tell you, there were days I was looking at my chart and like, just give me some hope. Like, just give me a perspective. Show me what I need to know. Please, please. And I did find it in my chart. And I think that's one of the best ways that we use astrology these days, is that it helps us get more clarity on the toughest stuff. So that's also why I'm excited to teach a new Astrology 101 class that starts in January, because I want more people to know their chart, know their lessons, know their energy, know their healing. All of that's available to you if you want it. So you can find all that on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back here next Wednesday when we will officially be in December and we'll be looking at how the energies are going. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead, and please stay open to feeling that healing energy come in as December gets underway. I hope you feel it on multiple levels of your being. And as always, thank you so much for connecting with me. I'll see you back here next week. Take care. Bye-bye.